be seated.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Happy feast. Palm Sunday. Apologies to any of our guests who came and thought we were celebrating Easter today. But in the Orthodox Church, of course, today we are celebrating our Palm Sunday. As we enter into the most important week on the church calendar, Holy Week. I want to begin today by quoting from the prophet Isaiah. In the 5th chapter, he said, "My ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts, says the Lord Almighty. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so far are my ways from your ways, and my thoughts from your thoughts." And Isaiah didn't say this, or the Lord didn't say this, I should say, through Isaiah in a positive way. It wasn't, well, you know, you do things your way, I do things mine, that's mine. We'll go our separate ways, agree to disagree. But he did that, the Lord said that, to teach us that we should follow his ways. As our Lord Jesus later said, "Be ye perfect even as your Father in heaven is perfect." And so it is our job to make our ways the Lord's ways. It is our responsibility to do everything within our power to make our thoughts the same as God's thoughts. And that is at the essence, that is in essence the entire teaching of Scripture, is trying to teach us to become like God. It's to teach us to transcend our basic biology, our basic animal instincts that we have, and to train ourselves instead to behave as God behaves. And that's why in the very beginning, when God makes his covenant with Abraham, he shows by the sign of circumcision, the cutting off of the foreskin of a sex organ, of the reproductive organ of the male, to show that it's not the way of biology. You know, today circumcision is very common in the West, but before the Judeo-Christian tradition and even during much of the history of Judaism and Christianity, it was thought by those outside to be barbaric, to cut off the foreskin of a male sex organ. And this was done again as a sign that it's not, our ways are not God's ways. It's not by the way of biology. This is not God's way. And it's why in the New Testament tradition, in our own tradition, we have baptism. Think about it this way. I spoke yesterday to Father Basil from Holy Archangels, from St. Michael, from Park City. And as only Father Basil can say, he was telling me in excitement that next Saturday he's able to drown someone, meaning that they have a new member coming into their church who's going to be baptized. Those of you who know Father Basil will understand his sense of humor. But there is that symbolism. And that symbolism is biblical. That you die in baptism. And if the priest holds his hand over your head long enough, you will drown. But in grace, he raises it up and we come out saved by God's grace. So there's that symbolism found, even in baptism, that we are supposed to die to our old self. And that's why Jesus talks about being born again in his talk with Nicodemus. Because the first birth, the way of biology, is not the way of the kingdom of God. But we have seen throughout this season of Great Lent, we have heard through the scripture readings, and we will hear most especially these past couple of days and through this week, the ways of our Lord. And we're reminded that my ways are not your ways, but that our ways should become his ways. We heard about this, those of you who were at the priest sanctified with our brothers and sisters at St. George. On Wednesday evening, we heard the story of Joseph. Imagine that you were sold by your siblings into slavery. You were denied by them, completely disowned. And yes, you had good fortune as Joseph had, and you rose into power in a great empire. What would the instinct be of a human being would be to punish those who had sold them into slavery. But this was not the way of Joseph, one of God's holy ones. The way of Joseph was to say, I don't have anything against you. God used what you did against me for his purposes and to save you. That's the way of the Lord. Not repaying evil with evil, but repaying evil with good. My ways are not your ways, says the Lord. The ways of the Lord we will hear this week as we hear the life and teaching of Jesus. As I mentioned yesterday, it's like we're doing a crash course for the final exam during Holy Week. We're studying for finals. Those of you who are in college or in high school are familiar with this. It's coming up for you soon. But we cram as we get ready for that final exam. And that's what we do this week. There's a lot of scripture reading this week where we hear about the life of Jesus. And what is the life of Jesus? It's to hang out with those people who are outcasts. It is to try to bring in and reconcile the people who are not in favor. And it's poking at, you'll hear him beginning this evening, poke and poke and poke at those self-righteous people who want to cast out those who are not like them, those who they consider to be not quite good enough to be part of their community. But Jesus is with those who are outcasts, and he pokes and pokes and pokes at us and our self-righteousness. My ways are not your ways, says the Lord. Today on Palm Sunday, we see that his ways are not our ways, he being the king of the universe. And what does he do in this, as we call it, I love us, Orthodox, the way that we use this language, the triumphal entry into Jerusalem. Wow, must have been a big deal, right? No, he came in on a donkey. Did you see the donkeys? Yesterday at Bishop Basil's chancery, his former chancery, I guess he's retired now. Not very impressive to be riding in on one of these donkeys. But Jesus does that on purpose to show us that his ways are not our ways. He doesn't need a bunch of pomp and circumstance. He doesn't need all of the adults to praise and worship him. Who does he have praising and worshiping him? He has these people, these children. These children who are weak, these children who have no rights in the Roman Empire. These are the ones that are praising him and worshiping him because his ways are not our ways. And this week, as we get to the end of the week, we get to Holy Thursday evening, we'll see him nailed up on the cross here in the center of the church. And we will come, I hope all of you come that evening, we'll come throughout the day many times on Holy Friday and bow down before him up here on that cross. Why? Because his ways are not our ways. Because when he had the opportunity to fight back and to continue the cycle of violence that we humans have continued up until this day to perpetuate, he said, enough. Enough. I'm not going to fight for this world. I'm not going to fight and shed blood for Jerusalem or for any other city. Enough. Let's stop the violence and show love. And if I'm put to death, as he was, nevertheless, I trust in God to sort things out in the end. And because he was that perfect servant, and he was that example for us all, we will soon celebrate, he was raised from the dead, and not only raised from the dead, but seated at the right hand of the Father in power and authority to execute his judgment. And so, brothers and sisters in Christ, we are encouraged as we celebrate this week, as we commemorate the life of our Lord Jesus Christ, we are invited to do something different. Something different than my ways are not your ways. We're invited to make our ways his ways. Because he alone is the example for us. He alone teaches us the way that we ought to live. And for that we offer him praise, glory, honor, and worship forever and ever. Amen.
Pray to the Lord, ye catechumens. Thus the faithful pray for the catechumens, that the Lord will have mercy on them.